producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Brothers, sisters, fathers, uncles, aunts, everybody's listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program, and for good reason. Number one, Roberta Fasanelli. She's the number one reason people listen to the Good Day program.
Yay!
Wait a minute. That was the only yay, and it came from Joy Brown. Yay! Like the start of that. They have this mutual admiration society.
No, I'm going to yay her.
Couple of New Yorkers. Yeah, right.
I'm going to yay for everybody.
Really? Okay, Doug Steffen.
Yay! How come it's... Then why isn't called the Roberta Show if that's the number one reason?
No,
let's get our marketing in order.
We have enhancement. She's an enhancer.
I'm an enhancer.
Yeah, she's an enhancer.
I'm not even going there.
Then she's not even the number one reason. Then you
she's not committed enough to this relationship to be the number one reason.
No.
Oh, listen, the person who cares least.
Jennifer's not here. So in place of Jennifer, we have invited Dr. Joy Brown to spend some time with us here on Good Day. So we could do Oh, wait a minute. Let's see. What does this say about me if I use these sorts of
things? Ding, bang, walla, walla, ding, dang.
That's good. We like that.
Like that?
Very much.
All right, that's good. Okay, round of applause for Joy Brown, who's here.
It can only get better from here, everyone, so please just stick around another minute or so.
Wow, he got a big laugh.
Well, I have the sound machine that Meredith got for me. She thought it would be
sound machine.
Speaking of
99 cents worth of plastic and buttons.
I totally thought that was real. Works for me.
Rich McFadden at the controls, and also he's become the number one critic of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. He's here. Good thing that Kenny Kessler monitoring Facebook.com/Good Day,
by the way,
and Twitter. Dr. Ken Kronos is going to join us in a few minutes. We'll talk about this study, vitamin D pills, and what about enhancers, performance enhancers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I want to spend a minute talking about what happened on Wall Street yesterday. I'm not sure we got the right angle on this before, Richie. The Walmart shares, which dropped 10% yesterday on the lackluster news of how badly they did in quarter three, sort of what's going on with them is catching up. Their routine has damaged a lot of life and lifelines in America. But what they have blamed it on is they now have to pay $10 an hour to their employees as minimum wage. So they say that has hurt them, yada, yada, yada. Here's my read on this. Actually, it came from somebody who's pretty good at watching all of these things, and I had forgotten that we're in October. It's October 15th, boys and girls. What happens to the stock market in October? Everything slides like the mud down to the bottom of the hill. So by the end of October, every year you can go back however many years you want to and look and see what's happened. It started with the so-called October surprise. I don't remember how many years ago it was, 30, 40 years ago when that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And so as the market slides, what the boys and girls on Wall Street are doing is looking at this, okay, we're going to buy. And we're suckers enough to go for it. So we sell the stock. How many people sold Walmart stock yesterday? You got to be out of your nincompoops selling Walmart or any other stock yesterday. But what happens is the brokers get in, they start buying, and as the stocks go back up again, remember, their end-of-year bonus is mostly based on what goes on in December, or at least the last quarter. So they artificially crater the stocks, and then in November they start building it back up again. By December they're wonderful, so their bonuses look pretty good by the end of the year. That's what this is.
Can I also
all about.
Point out that Black Friday was October 29th?
Yeah, that's
24th, I think.
Right,
fact.
That was the beginning of the stock market crash.
So the point being that your point with October is historically incredibly on the money, which is why they call it the Doug Steffen
there
program
you go.
Show.
All right, let's have a round of applause for me.
It looks like they're also going to try and beef up the stores to make it a better shopping experience.
Really? And, what does that mean? They're going to sweep the floor? What does that mean?
It looks like they're going to try and dial up everything so that they can go for the Target audience and get a little bit more upscale.
You want to buy the Target, have the Target experience, folks, go to a Target store. Don't expect it at Walmart.
That's what I do at Walmart.
But I'll tell you what, my wife
Target's good store.
She can't resist the prices of Walmart.
Really?
That's it. Yeah. You know, that's it. What happened? Like, I went
I tell her I hate
a charger.
Can she resist the junk that they sell there?
I will not go there. She buys the same stuff.
What,
I will not go there.
They don't have the same stuff at Target.
But she can't stop. She's hooked. It's like crack.
Really?
Yeah. Walmart is like crack to her.
Let's tell her the story of Lamar Odom then. And get her off of that.
Hopefully she's not going to have that experience.
All right, so everybody who, let me put an end to this, although Joy hasn't talked about it. Richie, get Ken, will you? Let me just talk to him for a second. I want to talk to him about this. Let's pause for a moment, then we'll bring Ken in on all of this, because I want him to tell us what happens when you snort cocaine and then you take performance enhancers. What do you think is going to happen to you? The enhancers aren't
nothing good.
Them in. The drug business wants you to believe, and the big media wants you to believe that that he's in the condition he's in because he took sexual performance enhancers not regulated by the FDA. No, he took cocaine before he took these things. What do you think is going to happen? You could take an aspirin after you took cocaine. What do you think is going to happen to you?
Well, then he took 10 herbal supplement tablets as well, which are unregulated.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the unregulation isn't what...
She's falling into it, Doug.
Yeah, she is. We're going to fix her, Richie. Give me time. All right. 13 after the hour. Dr. Ken...
We're fixing me?
Up next. Yes, we're going to fix you. This is the place. Everybody else. You come here for me to fix you. Dr. Joy Brown, Roberta Fascinelli, Kenny Kessler, Rich McFadden, and Dr. Ken Kronos. Man, people say, how can you afford this staff? That's a good question. I have to start thinking about that. All right, 13 past on Good Day.
You may think being totally blind is the greatest challenge I face, but actually, it's the fact that I'm often wide awake at 3 a.m. and struggling to stay awake in the middle of the day. This is called non-24, and it affects up to 70% of people who are totally blind, like me. It makes just getting through the day a real struggle. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual and Institutional Services LLC. This testimonial is an actual portrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I really need to ship something.
Staples has UPS in-store and all the packing and shipping supplies you need.
Great, but today's Sunday.
At Staples, you can ship 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Yep.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Flag Day?
Yeah.
International Fanny Pack Day?
Seriously.
March 12th. Look it up.
Right now, get up to 5% cash back in Staples Rewards. Pack more, save more. Staples, make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchase made at third-party sites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
Everything you love about fall in one mug.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
It's really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious.
Oh, wow, that is really, really tasty.
If I were to think of a taste of, like, Halloween, it'd be Oktoberfest.
Smooth, caramel, roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
The Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here.
Time now for Dr. Ken Kronos to visit with us here on the Good Day program. So we have Dr. Joy Brown with us as well, Ken, and Roberta and the whole cast. The focus on Lamar Odom, something that a lot of people are asking questions about because the FDA says that the problem is with the herbal Viagra, and I say it's cocaine.
Okay, but what about the combination?
Right, there you go.
And the FDA is not voicing an opinion about this particular case. It's just that the FDA, and you got to park your bias against the FDA on the side so you don't misread what's going on about Odom. Because the FDA, yes, recently warned consumers about the dangers of these so-called herbal Viagra non-prescription products sold to enhance sexual performance. And And Lamar Odom apparently took a whopping dose of these sexual prowess stimulants, and they can, in sufficient quantity, they can cause problems with the cardiovascular system because they are stimulants.
We don't even, for fun, but
we don't know what's in some of them. There's a lot of them, and there's a lot of ingredients that we don't even know what's in them.
All right, how about this? Instead of having to have the turkeys at the FDA.
Have you taken 10 in a few days?
No, I've never done that.
Okay, but that's what's going on here. He's parked in a brothel right now having a feast.
Well, he's now on life support because he had cocaine before he took these. Here's the solution.
The combination.
FDA telling us what's safe. How about you read the label? You look at what it is that you're buying, and you say, okay, I understand what this is, what this is, what this is. I never heard of that before. So you don't buy it if you don't know what's in it. Hello?
No, wait a minute, Doug. But look, when you look, what performance enhancing, when you're talking with about a penis, means vascular dilation. Right.
Right? Which is caused by L-arginine opening basically the arteries in your system.
But lots of things cause vasodilation. Chili causes vasodilation. Heat causes vasodilation. Anxiety can cause vasodilation. So the point is that St. John's Wort, which you do not need a prescription, which is an herbal supplement, is 8 times more popular than antidepressants in Germany than it is in the United States. People take things because they work. And any pharmacist will tell you, any physician will tell you, that there's certain things you can't use in conjunction with other things because they're synergistic.
Right.
So cocaine is going to be synergistic with everything, with alcohol, with aspirin, with antidepressants, and cocaine is, among other things, illegal. So the point is that this was a guy who is obviously not reading labels. He's in a brothel taking handfuls of stuff to be able to perform.
He's taking a ton of stimulants, multiple stimulants, and we don't even know what prescription drugs he's on.
And he's very likely drinking as well.
That's the whole point. But the FDA and the news media is going to pile on to the supplement world because of this, and that's not fair.
On because he's married to a Kardashian. Oh, that's the only reason. We don't care about any of the rest of the stuff.
And she's going to decide whether to pull the plug or not. So what happened, Ken, in this circumstance, what's happened to his brain? Why don't we do the medicinal side of that?
It sounds like he has limited function. He had inadequate flow. The reason why they're piling on maybe is because the New England Journal of Medicine this week published a study that 23,000 people in America wind up in the ER each year due to these dietary supplements, and that's what probably is.
How many people end up in the ER because of drugs approved by the FDA?
Well, that's also an issue, but the point is.
But one doesn't make the other okay.
No, I'm not saying it does. I'm just saying that it is false security to have the news media tell you that all the things the FDA approves are good because they aren't. I'm suggesting that we use our brains and read the label.
Right, but there are people I know who will take supplements because they think they're all safe without even knowing or thinking about what is in the ingredients.
Anybody who takes a synthetic vitamin is foolish. How about that? Is that a statement?
Anybody who takes anything without checking with somebody who's knowledgeable about their medical condition.
We must share DNA. Exactly.
Okay. All right. Let's get the love fest over here. The NFL player.
We're actually logical as opposed to emotional, which makes us DNA-ish.
A lot of T's around here.
The NFL player stricken by the MRSA germ. What's going on with that? We got a couple of, 30 seconds here.
Exactly. For several reasons, we're puzzled by a serious MRSA infection, Doug, that could cost a professional football player his foot. The case of New York Giants tight end Daniel Fells is unusual for several reasons. First, because infection rates for the so-called superbug are falling in America. And second, the 6'4", 260-pound Fells is far from the type of patient who is likely to develop MRSA.
It's not compromised,
so serious
that
amputation may be required.
Yeah, that's an immune function, in essence. All right, thank you. The two doctors in the house, Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Dr. Joy Brown here on Good Day.
Six. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Nice job, Richie.
Yeah, you like that.
Yeah, very nice. 23 after on Good Day.
Have some musical thoughts about three ladies, musicians who are in the news today.
Each day through my window, I'm watching as he passes.
This would be a great contest. Who is this?
Yeah.
That's singing this.
I like this.
This is actually quite good. And you're not going to believe who it is.
Right, that's why I like it.
I know.
Once you know who it is.
Yeah, right, exactly. But a great tune, just my imagination.
I know who it is, but I think because I overheard you guys talking.
Ah, nice job. So you're going to give it away for everybody?
No, I'm not going to tell.
All right. Wow. If I let it go on too long, I don't have time for all the stories.
Right, here, let's one more for you from her before we let it loose.
Okay.
Took my love and I took it down.
Is she got an album?
I don't know where this came from.
Yeah, this is good. I've never heard this before. Really?
And I
Great. This is a Stevie Nicks song. Great song.
Snow covered hills where the landslide brought me down.
I can just sit here and listen to the song, Richie.
All
right, good.
Go ahead and get it up. Tell us
so it this is Gwyneth Paltrow. In case you didn't figure this out, she and Ryan Murphy, who's quite an accomplished producer, are teaming up for a musical dramedy on television. It's very interesting to see how this the guy is the one who created Glee, you'll remember, which was very successful in all sorts of measurements. So he set his sights. Well, don't you dare play this. Get rid of that right now. This is the song. What a piece of trash this is.
Oh, it's
the whole thing. It's an awful song. Gwyneth Paltrow and Huey Lewis singing to each other as father and daughter. What an icky song. Oof. Anyway, the point is that Paltrow is set to star and produce this new TV show, which looks like it would be... I'm happy that this sort of thing is... This is really, I think... the show's called One Hit Wonders. It's a dramedy about a group of women who each had hit songs in the 90s. And they decide to form a super group. That sounds nothing but good.
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Huh? Very cool.
All right, next in the news department, Faith Hill. Another one of these country singers that I have great regard for. I like her
music.
She's
not a one-hit wonder.
No, she's very prolific and good. Spent a couple of decades in the spotlight with her music, headlining concerts, that sort of
thing.
And
her husband.
Yep. Now she's going to parlay a lot of her entertainment experience into a new daytime talk program that she's going to be on with Kelly Pickler, a new daytime talk show. The two of them are hosting together, not named yet, based in Nashville, and they're going to set up a farmhouse-style home.
Oh,
at
cool.
The set. This is what's happening. I'm telling you, the farm stuff, with what the government is doing to screw up farms and farmers in this country, is going to be just a real pushback, and it's going to start in the entertainment business, because people realize what's going on in the farmer locavore movement, and the people that watch these sorts of things. Things like to be thinking or actually working in this atmosphere. So anyway, this is something that's supposed to start next fall. They're working on it now, and it takes, doesn't it, Joy? You've tried this. You've been on television.
Yep.
It takes a year when you come up with a concept. It takes a year to put it all together to get it actually on television, right?
Mine was much shorter than that, which may have been part of the problem.
Yeah, it was shorter. The production plan was short, and it was short lived, and I think that's why.
It lasted a year.
Yeah.
There was such a difference between what I wanted to do and what they wanted me to do. I used to dream about plane flights crashing just because I was really unhappy about doing it. I really was not happy.
But it would have been good if you had been able to do what you wanted to do.
I think it would have. It's all right.
All right. 28 after this, the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
In the news, a Kennedy breaks the family code. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Patrick Kennedy, from the fabled Kennedy clan, son of Teddy, breaks the pathology of silence surrounding alcohol addiction. Says his father was a rip-roaring alcoholic. Patrick's own struggle with addiction is well known. He wants the nation to know that alcohol or drug addiction is not a character flaw or a moral issue, and we should deal with it for what it is, a medical problem. Here's the thing, Mr. Kennedy is dead right. Alcohol or drug addiction is no different than diabetes or hypertension, and like them, does respond to treatment. Hopefully, his coming out with the family secret will help remove the shame surrounding alcoholism, because shaming is useless. It cures nothing. It just adds to the misery. DCOC advice, the moderate management of alcoholism is effective, and it doesn't always mean total abstinence either. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can catch my video on alcohol treatment on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
October is National Immunity Month. A recent study shows exercise helps build up your immunity, but more than 80% of us don't get what we need. Fitness expert Tracy Anderson, creator of the Tracy Anderson Method, shares tips for staying healthy.
Because I'm a busy working mom, I'm constantly looking for ways to keep my energy up. Zicam Total Immune Plus Performance Support Orange Burst Melts is formulated with B vitamins to support energy by converting food into fuel. These melts are really tasty, so they feel less like a dietary supplement and more like a treat.
Another way to help support immunity beyond diet and exercise?
Many people don't realize this, but immunity function actually starts in the gut. Zicam Total Immune Plus Digestive Health Berry Crystals has probiotics with live active cultures that are so important for your digestive health. You can take these crystals right from the packet, or you can throw it in your water bottle, give it a little shake, and you're good to go.
To learn more about immune health, visit ZicamImmune.com and follow along with Tracy Anderson on social media as she dishes out to
you are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The hour mark has arrived, and we're moving into another half hour of huffing and puffing. Good stuff on Good Day. I don't want you to get the idea that we have bad stuff going on. We have the services of Dr. Joy Brown, Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden. I'm guessing there isn't going to be too much discussion or debate about what my focus is now. These 26 elephants, they were poisoned by poachers. Oh. In Zimbabwe. This kind of stuff, now that the world is becoming more aware, thanks to that goofball doctor, a dentist.
Who, from Minneapolis.
Yeah, shot up the Cecil the Lion. So here's my read on this. They discovered a bunch of carcasses yesterday. 14 more elephants found dead today, apparently. They were poisoned by cyanide, so these bastards could take their tusks.
Yeah.
The ivory, and leave the rest of them there. I saw, Meredith and I are becoming nuts about this kind of stuff. We saw a video, and I'm trying to remember who sent it to her. It wasn't to me, but it was on her Facebook. It was on her Facebook page. And so I tell you how to get there, but it's not. Maybe we'll translate it or transfer it, Kenny, over to our Facebook page. Anyway, the story of these little elephants who are left without their mothers because of this kind of stuff. There's a woman in Zimbabwe or Kenya, yeah. Maybe Kenya. The little elephant orphans are brought to her farm, mm-hmm. and she raises them. And it was a wonderful, wholesome, just neat video about the work this woman has been doing for many years. But if you back it up a bit, why does she need to do this? Mm-hmm. She needs to do this because these cretins go out there and they either shoot the elephants just for sport or they shoot the elephants to get the tusks. I saw a video of a rhinoceros who had been not killed, but they use tranquilizers. They knock them out and they cut their horns off. So when the right. rhino comes to and gets up, it's got a big hole in its snout.
Which will probably
get infected and they die. Yeah. So this is the kind of subhuman species that you're dealing with. And those of you that say, they're just elders, just animals, that's not the way it works anymore, boys and girls. They are as much entitled to freedom and life and the ability to pursue
Their lives. Cruelty is cruelty, regardless of the species.
Well, but, I mean, but I'm saying, really why is it that we think that we're so much better than they are, that we have reign of everything? The elephants were here a long time before we were, frankly. And so it just is another example of the inhumanity displayed by people who are subhumans, in my estimation. There's nothing else. I have nothing else to say about this.
Because we're able to build cars, drive cars, make computers, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. But that should make us smart enough to know how to treat these things.
Yeah, you would think that would be have some sensibility. Speaking of cars, there are a lot of car news items, and normally this gets, well, at least the ladies that are on the program say that their ears glaze over when I start talking about cars.
Not so. My dissertation was the used car game.
Really?
Yeah.
Your PhD is based on... how did you? Richie was in used car salesman. Did you know that?
Genius when it comes to how to deal with car
salesmen. Wait a minute. I want to hear this. Richie was a used car. His family is in the used car business. He was in the family business for a while before he got smart and came to work with me.
Same deal. Right.
Let's see.
Pretty much. I always tell everybody I'm going to go be a lawyer next.
Yeah. All right. Three.
Mine was about studying bargaining behavior because it's one of the few examples in American culture. Most societies have bargaining as part of their commerce. Mm-hmm. We really don't, except on the used car lot.
That's correct.
The reason I did it as a psychologist is I said my original topic was a study of IBM as a 20th century feudal a model, and my advisor's eyes over. He said, "That's a life work. It's not, you know, it's not a dissertation." I said, "Well, we've been trying to buy a car, and we can only afford a used car. And people think of paranoid as being you either is or you ain't. And used car salesmen are all paranoid, but it's situational." He said, "That's your topic," and it was, and it got published, and I testified in front of the Congress about thing. They're great.
Oh, cool.
A little obscene, but they're great.
So there are three items today that are of note and worthy of our attention before we talk to Natalie Jackson, who is a pollster about the Democratic debate. We'll get to her in a few minutes. Right now, though, the focus on Volkswagen, two different problems today for them. I guess two. There are probably many different problems.
VW cheats.
Well, so does BMW and so does Volkswagen. So does
VW got caught.
Everybody.
Mercedes. Anybody who's putting a diesel engine in anything, trucks, cars, they're all going to get caught because they can't do what the EPA wants them to do.
Yeah.
So the state of Texas has sued Volkswagen over clear air violations in their state. There are going to be lawsuits in other states as well. Germany today forcing Volkswagen recall 2.1 million cars. This is all, as you'll recall, the admission that Volkswagen made that it rigged the diesel-powered cars to beat emission tests, not only here, but apparently
elsewhere. The auto manufacturers will get together and sue the governments that force them into rules that they
can't
abide by.
Stuff that they can't do. Right. There should be a class action lawsuit there. They can't push these people around too much because it's too important an economic factor. And so, especially with
everybody doing. You don't want to shut VW down, especially if you're Germany.
No. All right. So next, there is an Icarus initiative, which aims to create small, single-use, unpowered delivery vehicles that can drop a small load into a precise location and vanish to the human eye. The Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, is looking for a company to help them launch a car that will disappear. Not only cars, apparently boats.
A stealth car,
a stealth boat, a stealth plane. Well, they already have some stealth.
How about a stealth child?
Children should be seen and not heard. Is that what you're aiming at? Yeah, I think that's... Is this good or is this bad? Is this... like FedEx wants to have a delivery truck that disappears. What are you going to do?
What do you do about traffic?
How do you... If you can't see the car, does that mean...
Parking.
It's not going to be in traffic? What do you...
Parking's good. You won't get a ticket, so nobody will see you.
Okay, well, if you remember that.
Well, no, how about, but you're trying to park and there's somebody over there. It's like the Invisible Man or something. Yeah, I don't get it.
Okay, also, Tesla, the Model S sedan, many owners are going to wake up this morning with a new car in their garage. The Tesla version 7 software upgrade, which will be used in cars that are already out there and has been downloaded. As soon as you turn the car on, it gets downloaded. Is that how this works, Kenny? Looks like that's computer.
Like your computer, like your phone.
Yeah.
Your car is going to be upgraded now.
The Model S can drive itself now. The founder of Tesla is Elon Musk. He said during a press conference this week, long term, it'll be a better way than having people drive the car. It never gets tired, never gets drunk, never argues with somebody else in another car. Really? We were coming home last night from a concert, and I was accused of falling asleep at the wheel. I don't think I did that.
I don't remember it.
No.
But I felt really refreshed once I was in bed.
I felt great.
Meredith has fallen asleep, and she woke up. She said, "Now you spoiled it. I was going to sleep." Anyway, I don't see this as a way for some of us who love to drive to find resolve, but this is going to be the
future.
Well,
you can sleep and drive at the same time. And
this is the new world order, and Tesla's on top of it. This guy's a genius.
Toyota's the one who's really on top of it.
Really? But Toyota's a crap, so why are we...
Well, but Toyotas are also sharing all of their technology with other manufacturers. Mm. They're saying that the world would be a safer, better place, less reliant on fossil fuels.
So they'll know, everybody will know every move you make because they'll not only have self-driving cars.
They already do. What do you think your GPS is?
Yeah. If you have a phone or a car that is less than 10 years old.
Who doesn't use a smartphone here?
Right.
Not Richie, not Kenny, not Joy, not Roberta, but moi.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
Really?
They can still track you anywhere you go.
Yeah, plus all the cameras.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I remember being in a conference 20 years ago and people saying, well, this is great. You know, you'll be able to tell where your boss is. And I remember raising my hand and said, if the technology exists where you can know where your boss is, believe that your boss knows where you are.
You are, exactly.
I mean, people
know where to run, know where to hide.
All right. In a moment, we have, we'll change gears here. Maybe that'll be refreshing in and of itself. Natalie Jackson, who is a pollster with the Huffington Post, has some thoughts about the Democratic debate this week. So we'll get to that in a moment here on Good Day.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Special announcement from Lumber Liquidators. Hundreds of styles and inventory are now available at our fourth annual Fall Flooring Yard Sale. For a limited time, save as much as 70% or more on designer quality floors with over 400 varieties of beautiful flooring, like 3/4 inch solid pre-finished hardwood from an incredible $1.99. Hot new wood look tiles, clearance price from 99 cents. Hand-scraped hickory laminate is about half off. Plus, hurry in for additional yard sale deals starting at just 39 cents. And get 24-month special financing. Don't miss the Fall Flooring Yard Sale. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
This MultiView report is brought to you by Cox Communications. Better safe than sorry is a slogan to live by, especially considering a burglary occurs every 15 seconds in the U.S. According to a 2015 survey conducted by Cox Home Life, more than 50% of homeowners worry they've left their front door unlocked after leaving the house. And almost 45% of parents check in on their tween or teen once or twice a day with their home security camera. And we care about our furry family members a lot, too. More than 50% of those surveyed have left an event early to check on a pet. Allison Jacobson, the safety mom.
Using technology to protect, monitor, and control your home remotely is perfect for parents who want to check in on their tweens, teens, or pets throughout the day. It's imperative you ensure your family is prepared to face anything that comes their way, from weather-related disasters to keeping your home protected.
Take the time to learn protective measures to avert a crisis before it occurs. Visit cox.com/homelife for more information.
46 past past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. We have Natalie Jackson with us, who is senior data scientist with the Huffington Post, works in the section to aggregate polls. Basically, Natalie, you're a pollster. I wonder what kind of education, methodology and stuff, how do you learn? Were you a research student? Is that where you got your interest in acumen?
Well, yes. I actually have a PhD in political science, and while I was in graduate school, I worked in a survey research shop and just continued that after I finished the degree.
All right. So then it makes sense to ask somebody like you what really happened in terms of the Democratic debate earlier this week. Did it have any impact on the way candidates are actually showing up? Mrs. Clinton appears to have come across well. Bernie Sanders has support. What about the other? Where'd you fall? What's the bottom line here?
Well, the media has been very pro Hillary in the last couple of days. I think
I got news for you. The media has been pretty pro Hillary for a while. Take out Benghazi, and she's gotten pretty good treatment. And I'm not sure that it's not deserved. That sounds as horror to some of my friends on the right. But anyway, go ahead.
I think we'll see some movement, definitely, in how people are perceiving the candidates. For one thing, Bernie Sanders was still very unknown going into this debate.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of polls showed him around 40%. Before the debate, I'm sorry. I'm dealing with a bit of a cold.
40% knew who he was.
Yes, some polls were showing that as much as 40% of Americans just didn't know enough about him to rate him favorably or unfavorably. So
I'm confused. Hold on a second. 40% of the public knew of him or didn't know. I want to take it from what people actually, the basic bottom line of what people knew or didn't know. Did people, 40% of the country knew him or didn't know him?
Did not know him.
Didn't know him. Okay. So after the debate, what's the number?
We haven't actually seen any new polling come out yet that, you know, it takes a couple of days for people to field these things and get it all done and released out to us. But he had a lot of room to grow. So I think we'll see more people familiar with him, and that might provide a bump in his numbers, mm-hmm. simply because he was still somewhat unknown.
Mm. So what other data can you, you haven't really, it's too early then, and we're sort of premature. We should have waited and talked to you next week after all the data came out, right?
Well, yes. I mean, there are a few indicators. There are some early polls that were done the night of the debate.
Yeah.
The warning, the hazard with these is they're done very quickly.
Mm.
So, you know, there were some focus groups, and a lot of the networks did focus groups, and they seem to be kind of mixed so far. There is a lot of support for Bernie Sanders. But there's also a lot of support for Hillary. I think a lot of what you see is that people who liked Hillary thought she did very well. People who liked Bernie thought he did very well.
Mm.
And so it'll be interesting to see where the numbers come out on the people who are still very undecided.
Mm-hmm. And that's the largest majority of people in this group, people who still haven't made up their mind as to who they might want to support as a candidate?
Right. I mean, we're still very early in the cycle,
yeah.
And a lot of people just aren't paying attention yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, they ought to be, because the primaries are more important than the general election, in my opinion. And until we get a national day for the primary, this whole thing is going to be contorted and a mess. People get confused because there's a lot of pejoratives on one side or another, and the average person is not as engaged as a lot of people who listen to radio programs like this or certain age groups in the country. I would think that would be an interesting thing to poll as well, how the millennials see this, if at all. Are there people under 30 paying attention to this? How old are you?
I am 31.
All right. So do your friends pay attention to this, or are you the only one who's paying attention to this?
Oh, no. I'm basically the only one.
Yeah. Well, see, there's another problem right there. And most of the millennials will tell you that they are not engaged because it takes, it's too, at this point it's too early. There's nothing really that's
right.
Shaped up. All right, well, there's some interesting information. Perhaps we'd be better off to check with you in a week or so when some of the data gets hard and we actually can draw some conclusions from this. In the meantime, Natalie, thank you for being here. Natalie Jackson, a pollster with the Huffington Post on the debate last Tuesday.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
You obviously have a wonderful economy with words. I look forward to your next syllable with great eagerness.
Who remembers John Gielgud? Christopher Cross, the movie Arthur, Best Thing You Can Do, number one this week in 1981. Movie was number one during this week as well. I listen and hear the voice of Sir John Gielgud, who was a precious asset to theater and movies, I thought, anyway. I thought
he won an Oscar for that film.
Yeah, he is wonderful.
A real woman could stop you from drinking.
It has to be a real big woman.
Dudley.
Bo Derek.
Yeah, but Dudley. That was Dudley as plays the drunk.
Yep, right.
That was my problem with it, is it makes the hero charming, a drunk charming, and drunks aren't charming.
You've never been drinking with me.
But yeah, you have. That's the truth.
Great. All right, Chuck Curry is here. Movie Moments. We're going to focus on the movie 33. I think that's the name of it, isn't it?
Yes.
They call it 33?
I think it's called The 33.
The 33. All right. Well, we'll talk about that because today is the anniversary of the event actually taking place
five years ago today in Chile.
Yep. Joey has seen the movie. We'll find out whether it's real or not. In the meantime, here's a focus on people fighting each other on the big screen. Now, two of your favorite movie characters are joining forces to take your cup of coffee to the light side. Here's Brian Osich.
Star Wars fans and coffee lovers can now pour some epic into their coffee routine with five new Nestle Coffee Mate limited edition Star Wars bottles. In addition to the collector-worthy bottle transformation, Coffee Mate is introducing two limited edition flavors, Darth Vader Espresso Chocolate and Chewbacca Spiced Latte to the Creamer aisle. The limited edition bottles also include R2-D2 D2 French Vanilla, C3PO Hazelnut, and Boba Fett Italian Sweet Cream. Starting October 15th, fans can enter the Epic Cruise Sweepstakes for a chance to win an epic experience with a 7-night Disney Cruise Line vacation for four aboard the Disney Fantasy, sailing to the Western Caribbean featuring a Star Wars day at sea. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Must be legal resident of the 50 U.S. or D.C., 18 years or older, or age of majority, whichever is older. Starts 12 a.m. Pacific Time on 10/15/15 and ends 11:59 p.m. Pacific Time on 12/6/15. Limit one entry per day per member person. For official rules, including full details on entry requirements, odds of winning, prize descriptions, and limitations, visit Disney.com/Epic Cruise.
All right, so the story, apparently this week this movie comes out. Is that right? 33 is out this Friday? Tomorrow?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
So this is the story of 190, or is it 200 miners that were down 2 miles in the earth in Chile. This is a story that looks horrific, frankly, and it took them from August 5th until the middle of October 2010 to get them out.
And they thought it was going to be Christmas time, so it actually worked better than they thought.
Right. So how closely does the movie mimic the real story? Do you have any idea, Joy?
Apparently pretty closely. They have some really great actors in it, but when I got invited to it and I said, look, I'm a little claustrophobic, I think I'll pass. He said, no, you really should see it. So I sat on the aisle and you get so mesmerized, and it actually isn't particularly claustrophobic except when you think about it very hard, but they were down there for 69 days. Yeah. And they had enough food for 3 days.
I'm looking at, it looks like Javier Bardem in sunglasses. I know Antonio Banderas.
No, it's Antonio Banderas.
Well, yeah. But
no, he's not in it.
Isn't he? Huh.
No, he's not.
Yeah, looks like him.
Lou Diamond Phillips is.
Yeah.
Let's see, James Brolin has a cameo where he just brings his wonderful head of hair there.
All right, so Chucker, what's the buzz on this?
Because I'm not that. I know the project was in development. It sounds to me, if Lou Diamond Phillips is one of the stars, it's not going to get a major theatrical release. Am I wrong on that, George?
Yes, you're wrong.
It's been on trailers release. Everywhere. It's all been promoted all over the place.
Yeah, it's Antonio Banderas plays, and it's a whole bunch of Spanish actors because it happened in Chile. Mm-hmm. But so it's terrific.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what would you give it?
8.
That's
really
good.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, it's really compelling. It gives you a sense of what's going on underneath. There are all sorts of sort of sub stories. Like one man you may remember who was probably one of the most famous one who came up and both his wife and his mistress grabbed him and had
right.
a fight with each other.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Was it a more grueling experience than ever?
It's not as grueling as I expected. As I said, I'm a little claustrophobic. But you have the sense, what you have is really, and I think it's one of the reasons it will work and one of the reasons I liked it, is the resilience of the human spirit. When people just decide, and it shows warts and all. It shows fight. It's a good movie.
Chucker, when you told me about Everest, I decided not to see it because you said it was gruesome.
Everest is terrific.
Really? It's not gruesome?
Yeah, but it's terrific.
I don't like gruesome. No.
It's not on Elm Street.
I don't know why. When I say that, I don't know. Why I have Roberta here, but I don't like gruesome. I get it.
Whoa.
Jen, really, we're happy, Chucker. Thank you.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.